You're listening to Leaders Portfolio. I'm your host, Rebecca Blacksmith, and we are talking with CEOs from across the capital area here in studio, the Leaders Portfolio studio. We're talking about leadership. We want to learn what's in the portfolio of these leaders so we can find out on Leaders Portfolio. I also want to remind you to nominate a business or individual right now for the 2010 Leaders Portfolio Awards. We're looking for Business Leader of the Year and Leadership Business of the Year. Today on the show, Worldwide Information Network Systems received distinction as number 100 on the Black Enterprise, 100 Nations Largest Black Businesses, and InfoZen was ranked in the 2009 Deloitte Technology Fast 500. Our first guest on Leaders Portfolio today is the President and CEO of Worldwide Information Network Systems, Mr. Ulysses Jefferson. Welcome, Ulysses, to Leaders Portfolio.
Well, thank you very much, Rebecca. I'm happy to be here.
Well, we're glad to have you. Now, WINS is a privately held information technology company that provides support and services that span the IT life cycle. Revenue is approximately $25 million, 175 employees, located in Seabrook, Maryland. Explain what your firm provides for folks.
Let me correct one thing. The revenue right now is approaching $40 million.
That's a big jump from that.
I think that's a little dated. And your question?
Explain what your firm provides for folks.
We provide services, IT services, to the federal government, and it's a range of services, everything from networking people to security analysts to desktop and hardware support, application development people, anything at all the federal government might need, and particularly the agencies we work with to help do the operations of their systems, we'll do that. We provide that.
So you kind of are the flexible, you kind of allow the federal government to add or subtract staff as needed.
Precisely. We are that hidden staff that they need from time to time. They obviously don't have enough government people to do all the work, and when they reach out and need help, we are standing there ready to help them in any kind of IT support services they might need.
So when government grows, you grow.
Exactly.
And you retired. I love this story. You retired from the Department of State. You were there for 30 years.
Right.
And so first of all, I have to ask you, I know that you have some good Department of State stories. You traveled all over the world.
Exactly. At my last count, I thought I visited over 80 different countries.
Wow.
From starting out in Africa to Asia to Europe. And places in between, I made two special trips into China, Beijing, one to support President Ford, if you might recall, when he was president, and made trips to Rome to support President Carter and various others. I recall also making a trip to Zagreb, Yugoslavia, which is the name has been changed now, to support President Nixon. So I have lots of stories and travels, if you will, to support some of the our government's high-level visits to foreigners and to foreign countries and to meet with leaders there.
Now, were there you provided IT, or you that was the kind of area, communications.
Exactly.
And communications in this country is hard enough, right? Mm-hmm. But translating among languages and different programming capabilities. How did you achieve that?
We did not do the programming. That was usually done by the government. But once the information basically was gathered, it was our job to make sure it was gathered and it was sent back to Washington or to some other embassy in the area in an accurate and a reliable way. And more important than that was the speed at which it had to be transmitted. And we made sure the communication systems that we supported, designed, and installed were able to do that.
Excellent. We're speaking with WINS, Worldwide Information Network Systems, the President and CEO, Ulysses Jefferson. So you had this career, U.S. Department of State, for 30 years, traveled to 80 different countries, learned all kinds of cultures, and then you said, I want another challenge. This is not enough. I'm going to found WINS.
Yes. One of the things I learned early on, Rebecca, is that the support for the Department of State was rather unique. It took special individuals and special commitments for that. And I felt that when I retired, I would want to touch base with some of the people who I'd worked with and who had retired Foreign Service people and knew the kind of work they did, the kind of support they needed from the people. They needed people who were reliable, who were dependable, and who would go the extra mile. And I didn't think that there were enough people in the commercial world, the civilian side, that understood that. plus the complexity of the Department of State, and therefore I made it my business to make sure that when I retired, I would try and use that as a model to attract new people to my company and thus sell that service back to them, making sure they knew that they were getting the same kind of people who had done this in a government form and had been basically foreign service officers, but now were contractors, retired like myself, and were able to come back and provide that support and services. And that's what I did. That was my model for growing the company.
And and WINS received a distinction as number 100 on the Black Enterprise, 100 nation's largest black businesses, and you're number 6 in Maryland as well. And I also noticed that you're a member of a number of organizations that acknowledge black professionals, the Black Data Processing Association, the National Black Chamber of Commerce. So I wanted to ask you specifically, what challenges or successes are particularly unique to a black leader?
Well, there are several. The most important one is raising capital. That's the most important thing to a startup business, is being able to get necessary money to hire staff they need in order to go after new business. In my case, I had a very difficult time getting a business loan. Oftentimes, though, there are investment companies that you know or you can touch base with, and they will provide the investment you need. But for a lot of the African-American companies, they're really not given the loans. They're just not able to get the loans to really start up a company. And so in my case, I was able to get a line of credit from my American Express card, and that became basically my startup cash, if you will, for starting the company. I was able to use that to basically buy the office space or rent. Basically started a company in my home, so I didn't need office space. But I needed communication systems and services and equipment. And all of much of that was done through the line of credit I got from American Express.
So are you still a cardholder today?
I'm still a cardholder.
Okay, because of that.
Cardholder. Exactly.
Interesting.
Yes.
And your background is you have a bachelor's in information management systems. And so I'm going to ask you, what's your leadership philosophy?
Well, I believe that businesses, the growing a business requires you having relationships. I don't think you can do business and be successful unless you establish relationships. That's a model I've lived with all my life, and I still believe it to be true. That's why when I started the company, I started in the Department of State. There were people I'd worked with before. I knew those people. They knew me. There was already a certain measure of trust that already existed between me and the potential customer. And, of course, once you do that, you got to deliver quality services and you got to do it on time. So having relationships and delivering quality services is a model for business that I believe in and I've done all my life.
And you did that Department of State. You did that prior, too.
Exactly.
And let's talk about the economy a little bit. WINS particularly, since its founding in 2001, I read somewhere you grew an average of 200% each year. And, you know, selling to the government side, it's obviously, you know, the people who sell the commercial side are jealous of you right now. but, you know, you kind of, through the growth times, you're there selling to the government too as well. So what are you seeing as effects of the economy on how you do business, if any?
In the federal sector, I've not noticed a significant slowdown in the government. In fact, what's happening is the government really needs more contract support. There are more people retiring from the government than ever before. Therefore, they're continuing to grow, continuing to expand, and the government has, of course, new requirements levied on them, and therefore the need for additional support, which in this case turns out to be contracting, is a very good thing for most businesses that are selling to the federal government.
And so it's a great time to be in business, even though we got a recession out there, which we're hopefully pulling out of some point. Now, I also wanted to ask you a little bit about, you know, although you sell to the federal government, you may see it in the way that your employees' spouses are affected if they're working on the commercial side. Or you're not even seeing that largely.
No, I'm not. No,
interesting.
I'm,
okay, interesting.
No.
All right, we're speaking with the president and CEO of Worldwide Information Network Systems, Ulysses Jefferson. So talk to me about, you have 175 employees approximately now. You started with, you know, this Amex card. Mm-hmm. Talk about the growth process. Did it take longer than you thought? What worked, what didn't?
Well, what has worked is basically hiring qualified people, good people, and basically paying them and providing them service or compensating them exactly what the market demands and making sure that you hold on to those good people. We have a very low turnover rate for our employees. We do that because much of our we spend a lot of money on providing for our employees. We have two or three events a year, one being a boat cruise, which we started when the company, the first year after the company got started, we had a boat cruise. We continue to have boat cruises. The last time we had to debate on whether we had to have two boats because we had grown so large, or if we could find a boat large enough for all of the employees. Of course, not all of them go, but lots of them do go. And then we have Christmas parties for them. We have a summer picnic for them. We have a lot of things for the employees that basically, not just the employees, but their families. And we do that because we want them to become members of the WINS team. We want them to become part of our family. And fortunately, it's worked. I think we've retained more people than probably most companies.
Well, you got me intrigued. Did you use one boat or two boats?
We use one boat.
You fit on one boat. But what about, are you growing now? Or what about next year?
We're still growing.
Still growing, so maybe two boats next year.
Maybe so. That would be a good thing.
That's excellent. Mm-hmm. And so that's kind of your philosophy, is take care of the team.
Exactly, right. Make them part of the family. The WINS family is what I call it. Okay?
What, the first couple of years were real hard for you of starting WINS?
It was, because ultimately we had to work for, when I said work, we were billable. We had to work for an employer or a customer at the same time. Saturdays, weekends, weekends and nights, we had to actually run the company. We were basically marketing. We were doing all the things we had to do in mm-hmm. order to grow the company. So you might say that it was kind of a 16, 18-hour day for me and for my two sons. As I told you before, I did have two sons who were both highly trained in IT, and they started working with me after about 1 year after the company got started.
Are they still involved?
They're still there.
Okay, yeah. Okay.
They're still there.
Excellent, excellent.
In fact, I'd like to mention I also have two daughters working for the company.
Is that right?
WINS is really, truly a family.
Do they take good direction from the boss, dad?
Sometimes there's a fine line between the boss and the dad. And we'll have to talk about that separately sometimes.
Interesting. Yeah, and you have to say, no, we're not going to talk about Thanksgiving dinner plans at the office, right? Well, you get the email and we'll talk, you know, right? It's very interesting. All right, well, we are going to come back after this break and continue talking with the president and CEO of WINS, Ulysses Jefferson. I'm Rebecca Blacksmith, your host. I want to thank these exclusive sponsors of Leaders Portfolio: Dennis Cole Architects, WOW Services Group, Divine Inspiration Salon, Riverwalk, a development featured on the front page of the Wall Street Journal, and Hilton Garden Inn of Fairfax, Virginia, providing all your business meeting room needs. If you're trying to reach the business community directly, consider sponsorship of Leaders Portfolio. We will return after this, all on Leaders Portfolio.
Okay. Leaders Portfolio with Rebecca Blacksmith, now playing at leadersportfolio.com.
Be the first to know who won our Leaders Portfolio Awards. Visit leadersportfolio.com and sign up for our mailing list. Be the first to know if your company won the Leadership Business of the Year. Sign up for our mailing list. Host Rebecca Blacksmith speaks to organizations about leadership. Find out where on our mailing list. Learn about guest interviews and leadership advice. Visit leadersportfolio.com and sign up for our mailing list.
The Hilton Garden Inn Fairfax Hotel near I-66 and 50 provides state-of-the-art guest rooms with complimentary high-speed internet access, a full-service restaurant, business meeting and banquet rooms for up to 300 guests with a professional staff that stays focused on the details so you don't have to, and full banquet catering. Call 703-385-7774 for guest rooms, meeting space, or special events at this award-winning hotel. That's 703-385-7774. The Hilton Garden Inn Fairfax.
We're back in the Leaders Portfolio studio with President and CEO of Worldwide Information Network Systems, WINS. This is Ulysses Jefferson. Now, you worked for the U.S. State Department for about 30 years prior to starting WINS. I want to ask you, what did the State Department teach you about running a company?
Well, one of the things that we were, Department of State, the office I worked with, the Information Technology Office, was typically called the can-do team or the can-do office. Now, that's a term that our leader basically coined after having met with the Secretary of State for many of the crises that was created around the world. Basically, when there was a crisis, whether it was a natural disaster or some sort of war breaking out or whatever, the immediate call to the Information Technology Office was they needed to send a team, communications or experts there to set up some kind of communication services so they could begin to manage the crises. And he, after several times of being told about the crises and having those communication support and services at a place almost overnight, he would salute and say, can do. And that became our motto. We became known as a can-do organization. I felt the same kind of can-do attitude needed to exist in order to provide customer services to customers that I was doing business with following that. And that's kind of what I followed and modeled the company after, telling all my people, whatever you're asked to do, salute and tell them you'll do it.
Interesting. Have you ever said can-do and then you can't?
Nope.
No. Oh, that's a pretty good track record. So nope. Then, you know, thinking back on your State Department days, does Katrina frustrate you with how the communication did not occur?
It does.
And if your team was there,
we would have managed that much better because we believe in can do. We believe in making whatever sacrifice there is. And it doesn't have to be in the contract. We don't read the contract to determine if this is something we should do or is within the realms of the contract. We basically do the work that's necessary because we feel like we're basically helping and supporting the American people when we do this.
Excellent, excellent. We're speaking with the President and CEO of Worldwide Information Network Systems, Ulysses Jefferson. And you started WINS in 2001. At what point did you get over the hurdle and say, this company's going to work?
I'd say in 2002. By that time,
I knew
then that we were going to grow. We're going to continue to grow. We had phenomenal success. We had relationships, and quite frankly, I saw nothing that would prevent us from not proceeding. And we, as I said, it's been a very, very rapid rise to where we are today. And I don't think we're going to stop now. We're going to continue.
Have you had any surprises with running WINS?
It has been some changes for me. As I said, I have lots of family members involved in the company, and sometimes it's difficult sometimes to determine when the boss, where the boss should stop and the father should continue or take over. And that's always a challenge when you have a family-run business.
Probably feel proud to employ a lot of family members that you can provide for them, and they're providing for you as employees.
Precisely. And it brings the family together where, you know, it keeps us together, I'd say. And so for that reason, I'm very proud of that, of bringing a man. I was advised not to bring the family into the company. That would be more of a challenge for me. But
interesting.
I insisted on it.
And you were right.
Right.
It's your opinion. Yeah, excellent, excellent. All right, so last question for you, and that is, you said you've traveled 80 countries. What was your favorite? This was during your time in the Department of State. Favorite one, and why?
Rome was probably the favorite one for me because the Italians are such wonderful people, so much fun to be with, and there's so much to see in Rome. Of course, we were able to go to some of the other cities outside of Rome, like Florence, Milan, and some of the other places, but it was just a wonderful place to live for 4 years, and that has to be the top one. But as I said, I enjoyed everywhere I went. Many of the places, for example, living in Pakistan was very interesting to me for like 4 years. Living in Africa was also a challenge, even though you weren't able to get American food and snacks and all of that. But the culture, the people, and learning to eat different foods and enjoy them was also a challenge.
You must have a diverse palate.
Yes. You have to.
To survive, right?
Exactly.
Well, I want to thank you for being with us in Leaders Portfolio. Appreciate it very much.
Sure. Thank you very much, Rebecca.
Ulysses Jefferson, President and CEO of Worldwide Information Network Systems, is here with us. And, of course, you can find his bio, his link to his website, and this audio cast, all at leadersportfolio.com. Exclusive sponsors of Leaders Portfolio include Dennis Cole Architects, WOW Services Group, Divine Inspiration Salon, Riverwalk, a development featured on the front page of the Wall Street Journal, and Hilton Garden Inn of Fairfax, Virginia. I also want to let you know about upcoming guests of Leaders Portfolio shows. We have a couple announcements to make. Coming up, we have ImWave, Adam Viner. He's chairman and founder. We also have the Tower Company's Jeffrey Abramson, partner. We also have Plan B Technologies, Donnie Downs, president and CEO. We also have Portal Solutions, Daniel Cohen Dumani, founder and CEO. Financial Investments, Craig Kendall, president and owner. America's Remote Help Desk, Rich Rubenstein, CEO, coming up. Davis Buckley Architects and Planners, Davis Buckley, president. AQIWO, Stephen Mills, President CEO, coming up, and Rosetta Stone, Tom Adams, CEO, coming up. Also, want to let you know about a cancellation Leaders Portfolio just received. They were informed by that Jeff Goldshire, principal and founder of Havit Advertising, canceled his scheduled interview, so we will not be having him on, but you can look forward to those other announced CEOs all coming up on Leaders Portfolio.